Hey, you're listening to the Debt-Free CEO podcast, where you'll learn ways to manage your finances in your personal or business life to set you on the path to debt-free and on to financial freedom. I'm Megan, your debt-free finance coach, former high school math teacher, now a debt-free entrepreneur. In 2021, I paid off $53,000 worth of debt in 12 months so that I could walk away from the classroom. Whether you're on the path to debt-free or looking for ways to manage your finances better, you're in the right place. Walking the path to financial freedom doesn't have to be lonely. We're in this together. Hey friends, welcome back to the Debt-Free CEO podcast. I am your host, Megan. If you're just tuning in, welcome. If you've been around here for a while, well then welcome back, friend. I'm so happy that you are here. Today, we're going to be chatting how to plan quarterly in your finances. And this really can be interchangeable between your business finances and your personal finances. I don't know if you know this or not, but we are almost through the first quarter of the year. And maybe you don't even know what quarters of the year are. I know when I was a teacher, that was something that was a little foreign to me because teachers, you either work off like 6 weeks, 9 weeks. Anyways, but basically there's four quarters in the year. January, February, March is the first one. And then we are about to head into April, May, June. And I just can't believe that we're already a quarter of the way done with 2024. So I really want to chat with you today on how to plan quarterly in your finances. If you remember a couple episodes back, I talked about how to plan for the year. And if you are more of a yearly planner, go back to that episode and listen to it because it's going to be a tad bit similar, but not exactly. It's going to be more on a larger scale where this is going to be broken down into smaller chunks. Also, if you have never read The 12-Week Year, I don't know who the author is, but it's a white book with red lettering, The 12-Week Year. Oh my gosh, go read that book. I read it a few years back and it was a game changer on basically you take, you know, a quarter of the year and you map it out and do what you could do in 12 months in 12 weeks. So basically treating a quarter of the year as one whole year. Anyways, I'm sure I'm butchering the synopsis there, but, and I probably have the book somewhere in my garage locked away in the archives, but go download that book or look into it a little bit more because that is something that is so valuable when you are sitting down to plan your goals, when you're wanting to plan financially, whatever it is, that book can be helpful for you. So today we're going to chat on how to plan quarterly for your financial goals. And if you have never budgeted before, whether it be in your business or in your personal finances, then head to the link in the show notes or the link in my bio or my website or wherever you find me, you can find my free downloadable budget template. So let's get into it because I really want to chat about what is the point of doing this? Why should we plan quarterly / plan yearly for our finances and for our goals? And really, there's a lot of reasons why we should do this. And I'm a firm believer on if you don't know how you're spending your money, if you don't know what money is coming in and what money is going out, then you are going to struggle to manage it well. And this goes for people that they swipe, 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 they spend, 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 and they have no idea what they are spending their money on. They have no idea how much they've spent in a month's time, 2 months' time, etc. And I know all of those things because I've been there. I am guilty of doing those things. I'm guilty of doing those things in my business. I am guilty of doing those things in my personal life, like I'm sure you are. And so the point of this is really to sit down and know your finances better, because when you know your finances better, you're able to make more educated decisions. You're able to make smarter decisions for yourself, for your business, and for your family. And I don't know about you guys, but I want to do those things to the best of my ability. And by looking at your numbers and planning on a monthly basis, on a quarterly basis, etc., can be so impactful. So what is the point of doing this? Well, you can plan for future expenses. So whether that be business expenses that come up, those subscriptions that happen, or whether that be, you know, a family vacation you want to take, or whether your kids are in soccer, hockey, volleyball, whatever, those things are so expensive. And if you are just dealing with them as they come up, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Like, why would you put yourself through that stress when if you take, you know, this episode is probably going to be 15, 20 minutes. If you take 15 to 20 minutes to listen to this episode and then go do the actionable steps that I give you after this, you are going to feel such a relief when it is time to pay for those sports and for those lessons that come up for your children or when you want to take that vacation, right? You've already pre-planned ahead for that. So if anything, what's the point? The point is for yourself. It's for your family. It's for the ones that you love. And it's for your business. I mean, I know we all have big business goals. And if we're not looking at our numbers monthly, quarterly, yearly, and planning accordingly, how can we ever expect to grow? So how do I do this? Well, if you're a business owner, I want you to sit down and look at your revenue. Look at how much you are bringing in overall before any taxes, any expenses, anything. Literally just look at the top number. What is your revenue? If you don't own a business, then I want you to look at what is all of the entire income that you bring in. And I hear this constantly that I don't make enough money or I am not making what I want to make. There are so many different side jobs. There are so many different avenues to make money online or from home. That if you are not making enough money that you want to be making for your family, then reach out to somebody that either teaches people how to do freelancing like I did at home to make money, or reach out to somebody else, a friend that you know, like, and trust that's doing something on the side to get extra money and see, hey, how can I do that? Because I'm not making ends meet right now. And if you ever want to achieve those big long-term financial goals that you have to eventually make more than you're spending. So I feel like I got on a little rant there. Sorry. So look at your revenue and then look at your expenses. How much are you spending each month? What are you spending on? You know, I've never been the one to preach about having a budget for your business, but the more that I think about it, the more that I grow and learn about myself and about my business and about money and about numbers, I think it's fairly, really valuable to have that. And I think I say that because, you know, when I first got started in business, I didn't have anything to go off of. You know, you don't know what you're doing when you first get started. If you don't have a business background, you don't know how much you're going to spend in your first year of business. You don't know what you need when you're first starting out. So I feel like it's so much harder to be able to plan quarterly or plan for the year when you just don't know. And so if you're in that season right now and you have just started your business, that's okay. I want you to just document and track and just keep everything written down, how much you're making, how much you're spending, how much you're setting aside for taxes. So that way, when tax time does come, you are not overwhelmed and you didn't wait till the last second. And again, I am guilty of doing all of those things. My first year in business, I did not do my monthly bookkeeping. I did not keep track of anything. I knew how much money I was making and I knew what I was spending on a monthly basis on average. But that was about it. I didn't keep track of anything else because I didn't need to. This business has always been, you know, additional income for us. And that is a huge blessing in itself. Anyways, look at your expenses, see how much you're spending. It's easier to do this on a quarterly and even a monthly basis than it is to do it on a yearly basis. But we're 3 months into the year now. Look at how much you've spent for the last 3 months. Because what you can do is you can then use those numbers to see, okay, well, I revenue wise, you know, if I've made, I don't know, let's just keep it simple. If I've made $10,000 revenue wise, well, by the end of the year, 10, 20, 30, 40, if there's four quarters in a year, I'm going to revenue wise make $40,000. Okay, cool. It's just a good way to project for the future and simply look ahead. Of course, if you have, you know, big, massive goals, like I'm sure you do, because I know I do, then you look at, well, okay, I've made $10,000 revenue-wise right now. Well, I obviously want that to grow. So, you know, my goal is actually $60,000 revenue. Anyways, it's just a good way for you to look forward in the future. The other thing that is something that you can do as a business owner is you can look at your profit percentage. And what that is simply it's looking at your revenue and looking at your expenses and seeing how much of your revenue is actually profit. So if you want to calculate your profit percentage, go ahead and take your expenses and how much you have spent in the month of January and look at your revenue that you had for January. So divide your expenses over your revenue. That is going to give you a decimal point. It should. If it gives you a whole number, then you are spending way more than you're making. And that could be a potential red flag depending on your business goals. But let's say you had $5,000 of expenses and you had $10,000 of revenue in the month of January. Divide those two, you're going to have a 0.5 decimal. If you times that by 100, that means 50%. So that means you have a 50% profit percentage. And what that can help you do is if you are trying to get to a certain take-home goal, if you're trying to get to a certain revenue goal, you can use that specific percentage to help you project future numbers. And I find that to be so incredibly valuable because it also tells you, wow, if your profit percentage is 50% and that is a little high for you, then because that's going to take you a little longer to get to your $20,000 profit goal, right? Then you may want to look at your expenses and see, what can I go down on? I'm trying to get closer to the 80% profit percentage as opposed to 50. So it really can tell you if you're spending too much. And the profit percentage can also tell you what you need revenue-wise to get to your take-home goal. And I love chatting about that because in the online space, a lot of people always chat about how 10K months are what the goal is. But that's so incredibly vague and it's so misleading. Also, it can be so relative because 10K months, okay, is that revenue? Is that profit? And if it is revenue, then how much are your expenses? So what's your profit percentage? How much of that are you actually taking home? Because if you have hit your first 10K month, but your profit percentage is only 50%, then your take home is 5K. And so if that's your goal, 5K is your goal, then that's great. But I feel like it can be so misleading in the online space when everybody is always talking about 10K months, because what 10K months for me and what 10K months for you is completely different because there's so many other external factors that go into that. So I really want you to keep that in mind when you are seeing posts like that in the online space about 10K months, because your numbers and my numbers are not the same. My profit percentage and your profit percentage are not the same. And so don't judge my business, my income, and compare it to yours, because we may have, you know, completely different numbers when you get down into the nitty-gritty of it. But with all that to be said, you know, the profit percentage, calculating that can help you with planning for the future. It can help you with your revenue and your profit goals. It doesn't really help you with saving for taxes, but knowing all of these numbers, your revenue, your expenses, and your profit percentage can help you plan for the future. And so if you do all of those things for the first 3 months of the year, January, February, March, you can multiply those numbers by four to kind of give you an estimate or an idea of what the entire 2024 year will look like. So, you know, I think we talked in a couple episodes back on doing this for the year and, you know, around tax time, that can be helpful and beneficial. But I know for myself, I'm not where I was 3 months ago. And so doing this every quarter can be really valuable because, you know, when you go to do it at the end of next quarter, you can compare quarter one and quarter two and be like, wow, my income grew 10%, 50%. I don't know. It just depends, you know, what your numbers are. But you can really look at, you know, from quarter to quarter, how have you grown? How has your business grown? And then compare that to, if you really wanted to, you could compare that to quarter one and quarter two of 2023. So there's a lot of things, but I want to chat. The last thing I want to say is, what do you do with the data once you have it? And that is really what this is all about. This can help you with income projection. This can help you know your expenses. You know, if you have spent way too much in the first quarter of the year, then maybe you need to pump the brakes a little bit and reevaluate some things. Depending on your business goals, maybe you haven't spent enough. And so, you know, tax time is dwindling down. We're ending the first quarter of the year. So now, you know, we're able to kind of see, okay, I know I paid enough in taxes. I'm good there. I saved so much quarter one. I didn't spend hardly anything. And, you know, according to my numbers last year, I could probably afford to spend a little bit more, whatever it is that your goals are and how they align to those. You can look at this data that way to project you know, what your income could be. If you need to spend more, if you need to spend less, or maybe you want to put some money aside for a big business X, Y, Z that you're wanting to save for. Maybe you have a business trip that you are trying to afford to go to in quarter four. It takes quarter one and quarter two of looking at your numbers and your finances to be able to plan for those things, especially if it's something that you've never done before. So for instance, if you took a business trip in 2023 and you were able to work that within your budget, within your numbers, then when you did your yearly planning for 2024, then you should already know, hey, I'm going to have a business trip to California and I am going to need blank set aside. So when you did your yearly planning, you should already have that worked into your monthly budget, your monthly numbers. But if you've never done it before, I can understand how that would be a little overwhelming because, you know, you've never done it before. So it's going to take a little more thought, a little more time to process what needs to be done ahead of time financially to be able to get to that trip. It could be wherever you're trying to go. So quarterly planning. I know when this episode goes live, it will be almost the end of March. And so my, you know, goal for you and what I encourage you to do and take away from this episode is to on March 30th, 31st, which one is it? March 31st. So let's just do April Fool's, April 1st, because it's a Monday. On April 1st, I want you to look back at January, February, March. Make sure that you have all your business bookkeeping done. Look at how much you spent. Look how much you made. Look at the projection for the year, meaning multiply by four and see, hey, okay, if we continue at this rate, I'm going to have no money at the end of the year, or I'm going to have too much. And that exceeds my goal by 10%. So that trip that I was looking to take to California, I'm going to be able to afford that. So let's go ahead and set aside that money now, or start setting aside that money now so that I can take that business trip. Same goes for your personal finances. Look at the first quarter of the year, see how much money you spent on groceries, eating out, gas, etc., and use that to help you build your next quarter's budget and look at your goals for the end of the year. If you paid for lessons for your child in soccer, look at that and see how much you paid for the quarterly amount and multiply that by four to see how much you're going to need to continue to save for the year. This is just a tool for you to use as you are thinking ahead and planning for your future, whether that be in your business finances or your personal finances. I want you to sit down and get this done because the power comes when you know your numbers inside and out. When you don't look at it, when you avoid it, that is when we lack confidence. That is when we lack clarity. And really just the understanding of what the heck is going on and what is our money doing for us. We always want our money to be working for us somehow, some way. And so getting your hand in that pot, really getting down to the nitty gritty to see what's going on can be a game changer for you and for your life. If this is something that you find yourself struggling and needing help with, if I overwhelmed you with the profit percentage and looking to see how you could use that to figure out your take home profit, etc., please reach out. I offer one-on-one strategy sessions. I offer one-on-one coaching for these exact things. I would love to help you use your business to help you and your family go debt-free or to help you with whatever financial goals you may have. Until next time, we have a couple of awesome guest episodes coming up that I hope you enjoy. And if you need me in the meantime, you can find me on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. Let's chat. Bye, friends. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Debt-Free CEO podcast. Make sure you leave us a review and check us out on meganmendez.com. Connect with me on Instagram and Facebook at meganmendez_. In the meantime, happy budgeting. See you next time.